Country Bob FM. The often imitated, never duplicated Bob Almanac on air right now. Name this tune.
Okay. Do I get any? Hey, we're gonna win by the hip hooray for the Minnesota Twins today. We're gonna cheer for them today.
That's what it's all
about.
But
it's very appropriate.
Season opener. We're nothing if not appropriate on the Bob Almanac. Today is Thursday, March 29th, 88th day of the year, 277 left to go in 2018. On this date, 1848, Niagara Falls stopped flowing for the first time ever. I don't know if it's happened since, but for the first time ever, 1848, Niagara Falls just stopped flowing. Somebody forgot to turn the spigot on. Actually, it was an ice jam on the Niagara River, forced the water to stop on both of the falls. Just think about that, and just think if somebody had finally gotten up the courage to go down it in a barrel, shows up at the falls with his barrel in hand,
right.
And there it's
I got nothing.
I guess that's a message from God.
Yeah.
Not supposed to go over Niagara in a barrel.
Yeah.
1927, some racing news. Henry O.D. Seagrave races his Sunbeam to a record 203.79 miles an hour at Daytona. I didn't know you could race a toaster.
I didn't either. A Sunbeam. Yeah.
And I looked it up. There actually was I believe Europe, maybe German. There was an auto manufacturer called Sunbeam. I don't know if it had any relation to the Sunbeam company that makes blenders and
toasters,
various other things.
Yeah. Two slicer.
Two slicer, yeah.
That's what it was.
Popped up.
And that's really fast for that. I didn't know that they had, developed that technology in the 20s.
Well, it was all downhill. Maybe that's the velocity, the exit velocity of the toast coming out of the Sunbeam, 203.79 miles an hour.
Stand back. It's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye.
Now from New York, it's the Jack Parr Show with Robert Farrell, Buddy Hackett, Alexander King, Jose Mellison's orchestra, and yours truly, Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs introducing Jack Parr.
Forgot Hugh Downs was the guy.
Yeah, he was kind of, he was his Ed McMahon when Jack Parr was the host of the Tonight Show. This was the date that Jack Parr had his final Tonight Show. He would make way for Johnny Carson on this date.
It wasn't the day he walked off. Because you remember that? He walked up, then he came back.
That was in 1960. Yeah. He walked off. What happened is they took out one of his jokes. They edited out one of his jokes.
Right.
They censored one of his jokes, and he wasn't happy about it. Like the next show, he just walked right off the set.
Yeah.
But in 1962, Jack Parr said goodbye. 1973, finally, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show actually was on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Huh.
You know, they sang the song, I think, from 71 or 72, and then by 73, well, we got to put these guys actually on the cover of the Rolling Stone. So that was in 1973. Also, I mean, you may have heard me say earlier today that the National Vietnam Veterans Day is today. Today is National Vietnam Veterans Day.
That's very cool.
And it was this date, 1973, that the last U.S. troops withdrew from South Vietnam on this date, 1973. I'm assuming there's a correlation there.
I would think
of those two dates. That was in 73 and 82 at the Superdome.
Look for Sleepy Floyd.
He threw it to the wrong man. He threw it to Worthy.
It's over.
Oops. He's fouled by Eric Smith.
Think about that. 1982, Sleepy Floyd intercepts. Fred Brown was the guy. Threw it right to him.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Let's just say his peripheral vision wasn't as good as his teammates. He couldn't tell dark from white. Maybe he was colorblind. I don't know. But think about this for a moment here. North Carolina, two of their championships have been aided by boneheaded plays. That one, and then Chris Webber when he called a timeout and they didn't have it.
Right. Yep, those are two of the biggest blunders, you would have to say, right?
In NCAA basketball championship history, as North Carolina, with Michael Jordan, with Sam Perkins, with James Worthy, beating Patrick Ewing's Georgetown Hoyas 1983.
Sure, Sir Isaac Newton unraveled the mysteries of gravity, but could he have unraveled the mysteries of Rubik's Cube?
You know, if Isaac Newton can't do Rubik's Cube, what hope do we have? This date, 1983. Erno Rubik granted a patent for his Rubik's Cube on this date, 1983.
I remember trying to do it, and I got so frustrated, I just fired it against the wall.
If you don't have patience.
Shattered into 1,000 pieces.
If you don't have patience, you don't have a chance.
I'd had enough.
It's the people who don't have patience are the ones that took the stickers off and put them back on. So they,
I did it.
Yeah. You could always tell who did that because there would be the little right. fold, the little piece that would kind of be folding over. It wouldn't all stick over. You'd have the little dog ear of the sticker that would be sticking out there. 1986, Beatle Records officially went on sale in Russia. Think about that for a moment. Russia did not allow the sale of Beatle Records until 1986, legally, officially. You could probably get them on the black market. People were sneaking in like blue jeans and cigarettes.
Right.
Back in 1986, 87.
And welcome to WrestleMania 3!
Oh, it was huge. WrestleMania 3 at the Silver Dome. 93,136 in Pontiac.
And now, here to sing America the Beautiful, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha!
Would you say Vince McMahon was a little pumped up there?
Yeah, a little over the top, maybe.
Vince says she's Aretha Franklin. She's not one of your wrestlers.
Right.
A little too much fervor. But that was at the Silver Dome, over 93,000. That was the one where Hulk body slammed Andre the Giant.
Right.
That was the big main event that led up to WrestleMania 3. That set an indoor attendance record. Say what you want about wrestling, but... Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan was hopping on this date in 87.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
You know, eventually he's going to have to inhale. You're going to have to inhale some air. You're going to have to get it to you somehow.
Yeah.
But he didn't inhale.
Something.
He didn't inhale when he smoked marijuana. That was Bill Clinton. He wasn't president yet. He was, at that point, the Democratic front runner. That was in 92. Today we remember...
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Johnny Cochran passed away on this date. He was 67. He had been battling cancer. You know, if you needed a big-time, powerful attorney, you'd go to Johnny Cochran.
Sure.
You wouldn't call 1-800-CALL-HARRY or whatever it is. You would go to Johnny Cochran. And, of course, most famous for the O.J. Simpson trial. But he defended a lot of other... big Hollywood types and celebrities and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
None of which come to mind right now. In 2005 and then 2016, 2 years ago.
This evening, tributes are pouring in from Hollywood and far beyond after the sad news today of the death of Patty Duke, the beloved child star who went on to a decades-long legendary career on stage and screen, winning an Oscar, serving as president of the Screen Actors Guild, and going public with her very personal battle and helping so many others.
Patty Duke was 69, the miracle worker, and the Patty Duke Show. I'm sure you had a crush on Patty Duke.
Yeah. Not a big one.
Just enough. Kind of like I had a crush on Jan Brady.
Well,
there were a lot of better options, but, you know, at the end of the night, if she's the only one at the bar, it's Jan Brady.
I liked her. The girls all get prettier
at closing time. Heck, even Alice at that point.
Yeah, I preferred her to Marcia.
Eric Idle.
Go to purchase a chicken, please. Don't come here with that posh talk, you nasty stuck-up twit.
I beg your pardon?
A chicken, sir, certainly. Here we are.
And how much does that work out to per pound, my good fellow?
Per pound, you slimy trollop. What kind of a ponce are you?
Sorry.
4 and 6 a pound, sir. Nice and ready for roasting.
Eric Idle, he was one of the best. He was 75.
He was one of the best.
75, Eric Idle from the Monty Python group.
So good.
They were so funny.
I enjoyed it. I feel like I should be doing something in slow motion.
Hey, you should be running on the beach in your underwear is what you should be doing. And all white, too. None of that colored stuff. None of that boxer briefs.
Whitey tighties?
Well, no, they were boxers,
Oh, okay.
But just not boxer briefs.
Right.
1943, born this date. He is 75. We're talking about Vangelis, the composer of the Chariots of Fire. Ooh. Happy birthday to him today.
Goodbye, my friend. It's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky.
When you put a list together of 1970s one-hit wonders, Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun, yes, has got to be on that list. No doubt.
What a great song.
And it's his birthday today.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
He's 74 today. They called him Clyde, the NBA guy. You got games on your TV package at home. Walt Frazier.
Before Dr. J was my guy, Clyde was my guy. I read his book. I was a huge fan of the Knickerbockers team that won the title.
Dave DeBuscher, I know you loved him, too.
And Dollar Bill Bradley,
Willis Reed.
Willis Reed, there we go.
And what's his name, the coach? Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson played for him. He looked funny.
Yeah, he did.
He was a funny-looking guy, that Phil Jackson.
He was serviceable off the bench.
Did he, any chance he played electric bass?
He might have.
He's 73 today. Earl Campbell. Thighs that looked like tree trunks.
Yep.
He would run over guys, and that one game on Monday Night Football where his jersey was getting torn all over the place and he's just running over guys. I think it was against the Dolphins.
And now he can hardly walk.
Yeah, he's had some issues. But Earl Campbell, one of the greats, Pro Football Hall of Famer, he was fun to watch. And yes, he was a Heisman Trophy winner. Was it Texas or Oklahoma? One of those. Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, one of those. I can't remember.
Either.
But again, like I said before, simulating a lot of information on this. My RAM isn't really all that good right now.
Checking.
I've got the low RAM. Earl Campbell, 63. Let's go to the bridge of the USS Enterprise D.
Worf, it's freezing in here.
You have already raised the temperature 3 times. It is too hot.
Live with it. Computer, execute my original command.
Oh, there's Counselor Troy and the Klingon Worf getting into a little bit. Of course, there would be some romantic connection there. I'm not sure what you saw in him. It must have been the bumpy forehead.
Well, that is attractive.
It is. It's very much so. Marina Sirtis, who played Counselor Troy, Deanna Troy, proving that there's still fashion, even in the 25th century.
Yeah.
She is 63 today. The Emmy Award-winning actor Brendan Gleeson from the Harry Potter movies.
Now, the minister says you're too young to see what these curses do. I say different. You need to know what you're up against. You need to be prepared. You need to find another place to put your chewing gum besides the underside of your desk, Mr. Finnegan.
Mr. Finnegan? Oh, boy. Professor Alistair Mad-Eye Moody.
Wow.
From the Harry Potter films. He had that crazy eye going for him. And he is 63. If you ever watched that Strangers with Candy show, kind of that goofy-looking lady, Amy Sedaris, funny lady, 57. Billy Bean, if you're a big fan of the sabermetrics and all the numbers and the math and the algorithms and the formulas permeating baseball and other sports these days, a guy you can thank is Billy Bean, the former Twins player. And of course, he went on and did the Moneyball thing in Oakland, and he's still their general manager or executive president or whatever. Billy Bean, he is 56 today.
Okay.
Remember when he played?
I do.
With the Twins, somewhere in there, 85, 86, somewhere in that range, I believe. Maybe into the 87. I don't remember being on the 87 roster, though. So happy birthday, Billy Bean. The lovely Elle McPherson, model, getting up there in age, but still she's aging gracefully, that Elle McPherson, and she's Elle. Don't call her Ellie. It's Elle McPherson, 54 today. I thought they'd have more hits after this one, but really only a couple that really had any chart success. Johnny Popper.
Yeah, this was huge.
From Blues Traveler. He was a big dude, and then he lost some weight. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
They liked him when he was heavier. 51 for Johnny Popper. She was Xena.
Watch me. I have many skills.
And I believe she's going to show what skills she has. She has quite the skill set.
Right.
Lucy Lawless as Xena, Warrior Princess.
She made her a nightmare for...
Well, anybody.
Right.
I don't care who you are. She's 50.
My love, are you ready for my... my love, my love.
Singing lead on this song, the cousin of Jim Seals and Dan Seals. Got Brady Seals on the radio here for you. From the group,
Lil Texas.
Lil Texas. He's 49.
Yeah, after Tim Rushlow kind of left, Brady took over more of the vocals.
Brady Seals is 49.
Gangsters. Why do gangsters laugh at nothing? They do that. They'll just be like, yeah, what up, son? Ha, ha!
Comedian Chris D'Elia.
That's good.
Like, yo, did I miss a punchline? I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's strictly business from here on now. Ha, ha!
He's right. Chris D'Elia, the stand-up comedian.
That's good.
He was on the TV show on NBC, which was really groundbreaking. We liked it. It only lasted a couple of seasons, called Undateable. He is 38 today, and that's my list.
All right. We have gone but not forgotten. We have our fourth president of our United States, a guy by the name of John Tyler, born on this day 1790. When you are the best pitcher in baseball, you win the Cy Young Award.
Was he really that good, or was just everybody's that bad?
It was a combination.
It was, yeah.
I mean, he pitched in the late 1800s and into the early 1900s, but he won 511 games, which is never going to be equal.
Guys were leading the league with 14 home runs.
Yeah, it was
in
different.
In that dead ball era.
It was different. But Baseball Hall of Famer Cy Young, 1867. We have our former First Lady, Lou
Hoover.
Lou Hoover. She was President Herbert.
Wasn't she also in How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yes.
Lou Hoover.
Cindy Lou Hoover from Hooverville.
Why are you stealing our tree,
1870. Four. Actor, comedian, Phil Foster. If you don't know the name, you'd remember him as Frank DeFazio from Laverne and Shirley.
I have no room. I'm Frank DeFazio and he's a bum.
Would you care to expand on that, Mr.
DeFazio? Yeah, he's a big bum.
Laverne's father, he owned the Pizza Bowl.
Yeah.
Pizza and bowling, what a combination.
Fantastic.
Laverne and Shirley, what a combination. Pizza and bowling, what a combination.
Worked well together. Phil Foster, 1914. Today's legendary racehorse birthday celebration would be Manowar, 1917. One of the great. Did they make a movie out of Manowar? I think so.
If they didn't, they should have.
They should have. Jazz singer Pearl Bailey, 1918. Remember her?
Here she comes.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
She's talking about her husband.
She's home the whole day long.
Yeah, he's putting in 12-hour days.
I'll do the cooking, honey.
Yeah.
I'll
so he can afford her dresses.
Sure.
I know I've done you wrong.
There she is, Pearl Bailey, born in the state, 1918. She shares a birthday in the same year with Sam Walton, the guy who gave us Walmart.
You know, if he would have known when he invented Sam, and Sam invented Walmart, that and Sam's Club, that he would have that kind of clientele coming in.
Right.
With the dress and the thing and the interesting people, he probably would have decided not to.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Some of the wardrobe. Let's just say some of the wardrobe choices of people that shop Walmart.
Yeah, he would have.
They need to rethink that.
He would have gone for a drive-in.
Maybe buy a mirror.
So
maybe they sell mirrors at Walmart. Maybe that's why they're there.
Right.
They're there to buy mirrors at Walmart so they could see whether or not they should be going to Walmart.
Uh-huh. 1918 for Sam Walton. Eileen Eckhart, she won an Academy Award for her work in Butterflies Are Free. She was in some other things you may remember. 1919, and he was President Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy. He had his own beer.
Billy Beer.
Billy Beer is awful. Was born on this day in 1937. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Were you of legal age when Billy Beer was out? Must have been. Late 70s.
Yeah.
Because it was 18 then.
Right.
Were you 18 or 21? Did you get underneath the...
19.
19.
They turned it when I was 18 years old. And I would have turned 18 on September 19th. September 1st, they changed it from 18 to 19.
So that's why you don't remember what's happening, because you're too busy... You had drank too much Billy Beer, and you were in a complete stupor. That's why you don't know what's happening.
Wow.
All right?
If I had one can of Billy Beer...
I have a can somewhere, an empty can that I collected beer cans when in my youth, and I've got one somewhere.
I think I still have indigestion from it.
Not to be confused with Billy Ball. That is the Bob FM Almanac today for Thursday. Here's Clay Walker now. Skipping rocks.